Today's daf is Baba Kama daf Ayin Ches. We are towards the half, towards the last five, six blot of Merubah. We continue our discussions of Dalet V'Hei and Tfich and Mechira, as has been discussed in this part of the Perek. So we are in the middle of a discussion of Kilayim and Nidmeh. Kilayim is an animal which, of course, comes from a crossbreeded parents, therefore the offspring is Kilayim, while Nidmeh is an animal that is not crossbreeded, it's mutated, does not look like its parents. Rashi quotes Nidmeh, De'ein adoma la'avi v'lo l'imo, does not look like its father or its mother, Sheba me'ayel v'rachel v'doma la'eis, comes from a ram and a sheep, and it looks like a goat. So it's 100% kosher, but it's Nidmeh, so there's something wrong with it. So because there's something wrong with it, it's a mutated animal, so that's why it wouldn't be kosher al gabi hamizbeach. That's Nidmeh. So the Gemara yesterday was just talking, what happens if you shecht one of these animals? So is it patur chayav dal vehei? So we got into this through the shita of Reb Shimon, who holds shita shein erui is loshman shchita. We spoke about treifa. So the Gemara had different limudim towards the bottom of the Amud Ayin Zayin Beis, whether you would include or exclude kilayim. So we said that by Dalet V'Hei, we include, right, Olarabos is Akalayim. But then we have by Sharochesev, by Shechting, right, before the eighth day, that's excluding Kilayim. And then the Gemara said it depends on the context of the Pasuk. So now the Gemara says on top of Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, with that background. I just wanted to mention one more point with the Ramban on Vayikra. The Ramban, we mentioned this in the past, but the Ramban on Vayikra discusses the Isser of Kilayim, and we mentioned that when they came to Rav Yashiv and asked him about the cloning issue, about they brought in this makar and that makar and that makar, and all the makaros, he said, no, it's not. That's not exactly relevant. That's not exactly relevant. And all the makaros, he said, are not exactly relevant, except for the Ramban, in Parshas Kedoshim, when the Ramban discusses the issue of cloning. So in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Yutes, says the Ramban, V'hamarkiv shnei minin mishane u'machish b'maisa b'reishis. Right, if somebody creates their own breed, they are basically playing God. They are creating maisa b'reishis. Kilu yachshov shalom hishlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo'olamo kol hatzorach. As if you're saying your actions reflect that Hashem left something out. Right, there's some part of the world that, you know, it's not finished yet, it's not perfect yet. So he had to finish it. The yachbots who la'azor bebriato shel olam lahosif bo brios. You have to be add on brios, right? This isn't like, right, we know that the Gemara Nida says that a man and a woman are partners with Hashem in terms of the creation of a person. But that's natural, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. Puravu, so because he commanded it, that's why it's mutter. But here, where we are trying to create a new item, which Hashem did not command, also you're creating a type of being that cannot reproduce itself. So all of that is playing God, and that is the problem of a kilayim, the cross-breeding type of kilayim, according to the Ramban. So for this Rabbi Yashiv, he said, maybe that's relevant to the issue of cloning, because again, you're playing God. This is not the normal way of creation of these beings. So therefore, not the normal way, but these aren't regular normal beings that Kadosh Baruch Hu created. So therefore, it is inappropriate and it's an avera. That's the isser of losar bia kilayim. Okay, that's in Parshas Kedoshim. So now the Gemara continues. V'ha gabi kadshim nami. Also by kadshim nomar. Why don't we say shor o chesev? It says, also by Karbanis, it has the word O. She'ain, we're in the middle of the discussion of the word O. She'ain atayochal otzio kilayim mibeneihem. You cannot, a shor and a chesef cannot be bred in order to create an offspring. So therefore, you would have excluded it. Right, that was the svar that we said at the end of the shir yesterday. If you cannot have these two animals mentioned in the pasuk create an offspring, so it must be that you would have excluded kilayim anyway. So what does the extra word teach me? It must be to include it. V'nirbe. So why don't we include it for kachim and say you could be makriv kilayim on the mizbeach? So the Gemara says no. Mita seifa lamait rishonam lamait. If the end of the pasuk comes to be b'mait, so therefore so too the ratio also comes to be b'mait. because of the two O's. The Gemara says, Adarabba, midereisha l'rabos, evanami l'rabos. Why don't you just say the opposite? If there are two O's, say they both come to include, and Kalayim's remutter by both. The Gemara says, hi, my, wait a minute. E amrit bishlama l'ma'it, hu de itzrich trei mi'ute. If they're coming to exclude, then I understand why you need two exclusions. The afagab to imid Kalayim, itzrich l'ma'ute nidme. Because even though Kalayim is excluded, that's a real problem, because Kalayim was from a crossbreeded parents. So you need another miyut to exclude nidmeh, because nidmeh, you know, who would say maybe that's not a problem? The parents are totally kosher. So it looks weird. It looks strange. But still, it's still a kosher animal. So maybe you would have thought that nidmeh would be okay. That's why you need to exclude nidmeh also. Ela I amrit l'rabos, but if you would say they're both coming to include trei ribui lama, why would you need two inclusions? Hashta kilayim irbile nidmeh miboy. If you would include Kilayim, of course Nidmeh would be included. So the Rashba asked the obvious question. If you only had one inclusion, maybe you would have only included Nidmeh. Right? Well, that's the, says the Rashba. Kashali, Dilma, Yiloksiv, Elachad, Ribui, Havi, Mugmina, Leila, Nidmeh. Havi, Kilayim, Aser. Lefichach, Isri, Buyachrinach, Yelar, Abos, Av, Kilayim. Right? Why don't you say, why don't you say that that is the Makar? Why didn't you say that's the, that's why you need the second one? The Gemara, the Rashba says Valesa. No, you won't say that. Why? To call the Marbinon may O Shor Vachesev Kilayim Marbinon below Nidmeh. No, we'd automatically go to include Kilayim. Why? Klomar O So Shei Ata Yachol Lahotzi Omi Beinehem Tehainu Kilayim Us Over Rabye. The word O is coming to teach you something new. So you have these two animals mentioned in the pasuk, Shor and Kesef. So you would have included Nidmeh even without the O. Right, that's not so. The fact that the word O is there, it must be teaching you something new that you wouldn't have known from the pasuk, and that's why you would jump to Kilayim. Aval nidma she'ef shelo siyo mehem klomer me'echan mehem ilav diikiri buyachrin loavim mechayachdin and lelahachi. You wouldn't have said it's anything unique, right? It's just it's from the parents, so it looks a little different. That's why, says the Rashba, you would have automatically jumped to the iser of the issue of Kilayim. Period. So now the Gemara says Ella, about the 10th line. Elohada amar Rava Zebanaav, but that which Rava says that this is a banaav, this is a binyanav. Komakom shenemar se eno elalahotzi as akelayim. Rava made that major statement yesterday at the end of the Amud that whenever it says se, it excludes kilayim. So lamai hilchasa. With what did he say that major statement? Anytime it says se, a kilayim is excluded. We basically had a mucker by each specific context. So what context is that talking about? Lamai hilchasa. What are we talking about? So Ela Kachim, if it's telling you that Kilayim is excluded by Kachim, you can't lose use Kilayim by Kachim, behed yiksibhu. It says a beferus, Shor O Chesef, Prala Kilayim. The O excludes Kilayim by Kachim. So Ela Meiser Tachas Talv Yalak mi Kachim. If it's for Meiser Behema, so you know Xirishava from Kachim. Tachas Tavis Tachas Tachas Kolasha Yavar Tachas Ashevet. As it says at the end of the Chukosai. Ela Bechor, if it's telling you that Kilai Bechor is excluded and doesn't have the status of Bechor, Havara Havara, Yalapi Meiser. So you also learn Havara Havara, right? Also Gzeir Shava, Inami, or another Makar, how you know that Kilayim would be excluded from Bechor. Nidme Amritlo, you already said Nidme would not be included for Bechor. Dechsiv Ach Bechor Shor. A Bechor Shor has Kedusha. Until it is a shor in the Bechor, it's a shor, so Kilayim Iboi. So again, would you need a mucker for Kilayim? So either way, at this point, we're stuck. What is Rav's statement about? That you'd exclude Kilayim. By each of these, always means to exclude Kilayim. By each of these contexts, you have a separate mucker. Sorry? The last one, because that's a special din by Ach Bechor Shor, a special limud. This isn't talking about the shor Chesed. Says Bechor Shor, you would say it has to be the shor. And therefore, it would exclude Nidmeh. So, where is it talking about? So, we're going to get to the answer in a minute. First, by Meiser, so it says, Tachas Talaf, Tachas Tachas, Yolaf Mikachim, by Tachas. That's what it says, Ela Meiser. If you look at Rashi, Ela Meiser Behema, Rashi says, V'yafagav delok siv be se, elatzon, even though it doesn't say the word se, which, you know, you would have said is the parallel limudim. So it says sown, but kamar avat apasol harina bevachoris lin yimili tuva to gamar tachas a shevet mitachas imo elgach laham milsa yolaf nami upasol. Even though it's not exactly the same, you learn tachas to learn the same dinim by each one. Even though by this one it doesn't say the word set. Tosas doesn't like that. Tosas says maybe there's a different way to learn it because it's not the same word. That is machlokas exactly. Rashi Tosas, what exactly is the limud? Meiser behema. Let's talk about meiser behema for a minute. Where do you give? What's the mitzvah to give meiser behema? Where are you supposed to give meiser behema to? So if you look at the Torah, it's not 100% clear. By the other matnas kahuna, it says beferish. You give it to the kohen. You give it to the kohen. It's beferish. But if you look in the end of Parshas Bechukosai, where the Torah says v'chol meiser bakar vatzon kol asher yavar tachas hashevet ha asiri yiyeh kodesh lashem. Any meiser, the tenth animal of bakar vatzon, anything that goes under the stick, as we know, the meiser behema goes through the fence. So the tenth one will be kodesh lashem. So what does kodesh lashem mean? So that sometimes means, you know, you bring it up to your shalim and you eat it there by meiser sheni. So it's not 100% clear. That's all it says. It just says kodesh lashem. So Rav Shechter noted that in the Hosafos to the Hemigdavar, in the back of the Hemigdavar on that pasuk, it says, Lonis par, I remember he quoted this once from the Nesiv, so I looked it up in the Hemigdavar. I said, Rebbe, it's not there. He said, no, I was looking at the Hosafos in the back. So, in the Hosafos in the back, it says, Kodesh Lashem, Lonis parish yafe, lemi magia hamaiser. It doesn't say explicitly. It's amazing. You would think it's a Dover Pashit. It doesn't say explicitly where the Meiser Behema goes. Ubaba Kabbalah de Meiser Lebailim. Right? So, we know there's a Kabbalah that the owner eats it. The owner takes it up as a carbon. It's like a shlamim. A specific type of shlamim, and the owner eats it, and he gets part of it in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a carbon that he has to bring. But mikom makom matzinu says the Nesiv v'divrei hayamim beis. If you look in divrei hayamim, the pasuk alludes to the fact that they used to give it to the kohen, even though they didn't have to give it to the kohen. The pasuk says gam hey meiser bakar vatzon v'chulu heviu lekohanim avagav shu labayla mikom makom im rotze nosin lekohanim kach meiser behema im avagav shu labayla mikom makom im nosin lekohanim. So there was a minhag. Even though it was meikar adin, it goes to the bailim. It's a carbon. It's not like bechor. Bechor goes to the kohen. That's the feirish bechor behema. But meiser behema goes to the bailim meikar adin. But there was a kiyum. There was a minhag, says the Nesiv, of giving it to the kohen. And whenever this comes up, we mentioned the thought from Rav Pam, the beautiful thought in his sefer on Chumash on Pechukosai, where he says meiser behema is very unusual. Right, you have to give a one every one out of ten. To the either to yourself to Yerushalayim or to the Kohen. Oh, isn't it easier instead of going through the whole process of the fence 1, 2, 3, the tenth one you mark with a red stick and you'll know that's yours. Right? Wouldn't it be easier to just like count that 10%? Right? I know how many animals I have. I have 1,000 animals, so I'll give 100 of them to the Kohen. We have to count out, you know, 1, 2, 3. So says Rav Pam, no, it's very hard to give, you know, to give tzedakah. It's very hard to give 10% of tzedakah. So you know what? Hashem makes it easier for you. 1 for me, 2 for me, 3 for me, 9 for me. 1 for Hashem. 1 for me. 2 for you. Realize how much Hakadosh Baruch Hu gives you. See, after you have 9, okay, give 1 to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Give 1 to make it Kaddish. But that's the message why Meiser Behema is done as it is, to teach us the message of we have so much. You can give a little bit to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That is Kaddish. Then we had Bechor. Bechor Havara, as we know, Bechor is automatically Kodesh. There is a din of Shmuel, which we had back in Maseches Nedarim, where Shmuel says, "Afal pisha kadosh meirecha mitzvah lahakdisho." There is an element of being mocked or something, even though it's kadosh v'yomed, right? It adds the own personal element of kedusha. Bechor is kadosh whether I like it or not. It's kadosh, but Shmuel says mitzvah lahakdisho. It's a mitzvah to say I'm mocked this animal. It adds a certain element. That's where Salvation quoted that din of Shmuel in the context of Kiddush on Shabbos as well. One of the messages of Kiddush on Shabbos is maybe even though Shabbos is Kaddish V'Yomed, as we know, Makadish on Shabbos, Kfi V'Kaima, there's still a mitzvah lahakdishos, mitzvah to add my own element. That's why it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush. Why is there a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush? It's Kaddish V'Yomed. The answer is when a Jew is Makadish the day, that itself adds a special sanctity, even though it's Kaddish automatically, just like Bechor. Okay, so now we're back to the Gemara. So we're still stuck. What is Rava's statement? Rava says, whenever it says the word Se, it excludes kelayim. So what is it? When is it? Do you need that statement to exclude? Bechor, meiser, kachim is all used up already. So the Gemara says, Elok yitmar to Rava, le'inyin petach hamor. Rava's talking about petach hamor. As we know, the only non-kosher animal that has something special. I wouldn't call it kedusha, but that has something special. There's a chalos. There's a chalos in the behema. There's a special status. It's not a kedusha. Like if Soloveitchik said, Rosh Chodesh has a special chalos hayom. It doesn't have a kedusha hayom. There's a chalos. It's something special about Rosh Chodesh. There's a minhag to say hallel. Right? We don't wear big day Shabbos, but there's something about it. There's a special carbon musaf. So it's a chalos hayom. So to hear lahavdil, right? The petach hamar has a chalos. It doesn't have kedusha. So the firstborn donkey you have to redeem with a set, and then the hamar is totally chulin, and the set goes to the kohen. So then you petach hamar. So what kind of set could you use to redeem your hamar? Kitetnan. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Becharos, ain podin lo be'egel. You're not allowed to be poda with a calf, v'lo b'chaya, or with a non-tamed animal, v'lo b'shchuta, or with an already shechted seh. That's not called a seh, right? That's dead. Rashi says there's a lot of seh karina ba. That's not called a seh. V'lo b'treifa, and you can't use a treifa. V'lo b'kilayim, and you cannot use kilayim either, right? And where do you know that from? You know that from the word seh, tifta v'seh. V'lo b'koy, and also you can't use a koy, right? Koy is discussed in a number of places. Safik chay, safik behema, safik biri b'fnei atzma, maybe. Right, all of these fascinating brias in the Gemara. Koy, androgynous, tumtum. But that's the context where Rav's din applies. Continues the Gemara 1 minute. Ulu Rabbi Elazar dematir b'kilayim. Rabbi Elazar allows you to use kilayim for petach hamar. So according to him, we're back to the question. Right, what is Rav's statement of set always exclude kilayim? What is it used for? Ditzan, because the Mishnah there says Rav Elazar matir b'kilayim, ibnei shu set. Kilayim is a set. Right, kilayim is a set. Meaning, it's a machlokas. What's that machlokas tanom about? Right, is kilayim, how much is kilayim a bria b'fnei atzma? Right, it has all the genes of the parents. It just has two different gene pools. Right, so is that like the parents, or is that something new? So that's machlokas tanon. Does it still have the status of a set? So lomai hilchasa. So according to Rabbi Elazar, lomai nafkim. Why does Rava say set excludes kilayim? In what context? So I'm alachar Rabbi Elazar ki yitzmar to Rava for the following letamei shenolad min hatar v'yibur min hatamei. Let's say you have a non-kosher animal who has a mix of parents. It has a tahar, a kosher mother, and a non-kosher father. All right. So in that case, that's the case that is excluded. Even though the mother, it was pregnant from what it was, hayotze min hatahar tahar, we would say, right? The tahar, the mother was tahar. So usually we have the principle hayotze min hatahar tahar, right? If you have milk from a kosher animal, it's kosher. A milk from a non-kosher animal is not kosher, right? Anything that comes out of a kosher usually is kosher. So here you might have said it's kosher because it has a kosher mother. Hayotze min hatahar tahar. No, you don't say that. This is considered kilayim, right? Shenolah min hatahar vibur min hatamei. That is the exclusion according to Rava, right? Rashi says, Parasha yolda sus v'aviv sus. A cow and a horse, right, came together and they had a sus. Right, rochas yolda chazir, all these types of cases. All the kilayim types of cases. And the Gemara just adds, Duloka Rabbi Yeshua, di'i Rabbi Yeshua, and it's not like the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua there in Bechoros holds, misek savim u'mise izim nafkalei, achi he aviv keves v'imo kavsa. Right, you already have a different makar, so you wouldn't need Rava's makar of set to exclude. So that's why, again, what was the question? What are we trying to figure out on this whole Amud? When Rava says that whenever it says the word set, it excludes kilayim, where is he referring to? We have four contexts where specifically in those contexts, we know from those contexts specifically, you exclude kilayim. So it's either talking about petach hamar, excluding kilayim, but if you say kilayim is kosher for petach hamar, so it's excluding the case of tamei shenolam minatar, vibur minatame. And that's different from nidme, yeah, because that his parents are actually kilayim, right? There's a tummy and a tahar.
So
nidme means you have totally perfect, fine, kosher parents, and it just looks.
The definition of kilayim.
This is a kilayim according to right. It's tummy. The parents are one's tummy, one's tahar.
So is he saying that it's us because that's kilayim, or is it us because there's a special limud of
Noah? The Gemara is saying this is what olahotzi kilayim means.
So does Rabbi Elazar obviously has to hold the context of kilayim? What is
right? So Rabbi Elazar specifically by petach hamar. That's what specifically by petach hamar he matters kilayim. You have to check if he matters kilayim in the other context. Specifically by petach hamar. So says the Gemara at the end, last line. V'tahar mitamei mima abra. Is there really going to be? Is that possible? A tar and a tummy ad. What do we say? The exclusion is when you have one kosher, one non-kosher parent. So does that work? Atomic is there, like we had the end of the daf yesterday, we said, you know, if you have a behemah gasan, behemah daka, it's just not going to work. So can there be offspring created? So Torah mitameh mi ma'abra, that you would need to exclude it. Somewhere it says, in, yes, dekai malon, because we hold the abar mikalut kareb shimin. The case is a case where it's mu'uberes from a kalut. From a kalut is an animal which does not have split hooves. Kalut means they're connected, like the shita of Reb Shimon. What is this talking about? The case is a case where a kosher animal, you have a kosher animal, regular kosher animal. We're basically modifying what we just said. This is the case that is being excluded. It's a case of a kosher animal which is born with only one kosher simen. Right, we know there are two simanim, usually a kosher animal needs. It needs to have split hooves and it needs to chew its cud. So what happens if you have a kosher animal that for some reason is born without split hooves? Right, look at the top of the line of Rashi. Kalut parsosav, klutos. Right, its hooves are connected. But nolam minator. But it is born. The parents are totally kosher. Right, and Reb Shimon kari le tamei. Reb Shimon says that's called a tamei. And that's why that's excluded from being that's the tummy that's being excluded from halachas where you need a kosher animal. Continue the Rashi, the tiny bit bechoros. Reb Shimon Omer gamal shnei pamim. It says the word camel twice. Echad gamal hanolam in a gamla. What camel is not kosher and excluded from all these halachas? One, a regular camel. The echad gamal hanolam in a para. Vafilu ibartum in a tar. Mishor gamur. Even if you have an ox and a cow that came together and had this animal that looks like a gamal. Right, because it does not have split hooves. Kaasali Reb Shimon, that's the shita of Reb Shimon. That's i'abur mikalut. So what's the case? Again, what are we trying to figure out? What's the case of kelayim that's being excluded on the bottom of the previous amud? That the parents are tummy and tahar. You're right, a real tummy and tahar would not be able to procreate and have a child. But the tummy being referred to in that line is the tummy that Reb Shimon calls tummy, meaning it's a kosher animal. It just does not have split hooves. And that's the tummy and the tar that would be able to have this child, and that's what's being excluded in the bottom of the previous amud. That's the case of tummy. That's the tummy that's being referred to. Okay, there is this, but if you look in the continuation of the Rashi, Rabbi Yeshua does not say that's a machlokas. Rabbi Yeshua does not call that tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says what he means. It's kosher parents, so it has split hooves. It does not have split hooves. So why would you say that it is called a tameh, right? The parents are fine. So what's the machlokas tanam about? It's a fascinating machlokas. It has kosher parents. Both parents are kosher. It's just that the hooves are... Sorry, looking for it? Right? The parents are kosher. It doesn't have split hooves. The question is, says the tzafras panech, says the rabbah shavar, what are the two simanim in a behemah chaya, the two simanim of kashrus? Are they what we call a siman or a sibah? Reb Shimon holds that you need these two simanim in order to have a kosher animal. If you're missing one simon, even if the parents are kosher, it's not kosher. Why? Because these two simanim create the kashrus. They're machshir. They're siba. They're the reason that this animal is kosher. Why is this animal kosher? Because it has split hooves and it chews its cud. If it doesn't have one of these, so what that it came from kosher animals? Says the other sheet that holds, no, it's a siman. It's just these two simanim are simanim that it's a kosher animal. But if you know it's a kosher animal, even without these two simanim, right? This is a context that this an issue that comes up in many different places. Rabbi Elchanan says this by three stars at night. Are the three stars the siba of the night? These cause the night, or is it a simon? It's a simon of the night, but it's not that these stars cause the night. Again, Nafgamini talks about, he quotes the Nafgamini there on the first page of the Kovach Yirmim Maseches Pesachim. So again, simon and siba come up, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, simon and siba. So again, this is two Shnei Cyrus for Gabus. Many times this comes up when you have items that have to appear. Is it a simon or a siba? So it says the Ragashavar. So maybe that is the machlokas here between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehoshua. What is the purpose of simanim? There is a big discussion in Hilchos Kashrus, in Kashrus. Pashtus Kashrus is Gzeiras HaKasef. That's Pashtus. But many of the Rishonim, read it to you from the Sefer HaChinuch, mention that it must be that these items that do not have simanim, these non-kosher animals, are spiritually poisonous to us. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, Bechasto Yizbarach, He asked these animals because he knows that these animals are spiritually poisonous to us. Whether it means by the birds, like someone, the Ramban says, the predatory birds are not kosher because it breeds achzarius in a person. But even all animals. So says the Sefer Chinuch in Kuf Mem Zayin, Kimios Haguf Kli LeNefesh Ubo Tifal Kosher Puloseha, because the guf is the receptacle, is the clay kibble of the neshama, and basically we have to take care of our nefesh. We know that the yadua hadavar mufursam ki lafi ma'achalim yispael haguf bebriyuto b'choli. Food affects your health. That's obvious, says the Sefer HaChinuch, but it's not only on the physical health, it's also the spiritual health. Ki basar haguf hazeh nifsad b'chol yom v'yom. Lufi ha-mezonos ha-tovim yishaveh bo basar bari v'tov. You have to eat properly. V'yalfi roa ha-ma'achol yishaveh behefech. V'yalkein ha-yim echaste ha-kel ha-gdolim aleinu, anachnu ha-moshe b'char la-harchek mimenu kol ma'achol mazik el haguf. He distanced us all dangerous food items. That's why you have to eat kosher. Kosher is healthy, not physically healthy. You could have non-Jews that want to eat. Look around the world. Right, although we showed him that Eskel and Sefer HaChinuch. You know, you look around the world. You know, Jews aren't living longer than non-Jews statistically. It's not lav dafka. The answer is, I'm not talking about the guf. We're talking about the neshama, and we're talking about the neshama. So that's the whole idea of kashrus and shtei siman. There is a fascinating machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. And the Chinuch passes like the Rambam. The Rambam counts is a separate mitzvah saseh. The Rambam says to check for simanim. To check for simanim. Says the Rambam in Asay Kuf in the Kuf Mem Tes area, Kuf Nun. The Rambam counts as a separate mitzvah saseh. The Rambam, the first halacha in Hilchas Macholas Asuros. Mitzvah saseh leida hasimanim. Shemavdilin bahen bein behind behema v'chay v'ofet dog v'chagav shemutol achlan uvein she'en mutol achlan. Let's say I hate meat. Let's say I'm a vegetarian. I don't eat any meat anyway. Says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to go check what's kosher, what's not kosher. Right? When I'm in the store, you might say this is an extension. When I check for the kosher sign on the label, that's a partial kiyum of this Rambam. It's a mitzvah to check. Says the Rambam, what are you talking about? It's a mitzvah to check. It's not a mitzvah to check. You have to know what's kosher, so you don't eat it, what's not kosher. Not a mitzvah to check. And the Magen Mishnah assumes that that's really what the Rambam says, and really this is just a lav haba mechlal asay. That's all the Rambam means. It's a lav haba mechlal asay. It means you have to eat kosher. Stay from a mela. How do you eat kosher? By checking what's kosher and what's not kosher. That's what the Magen Mishnah says. But the Sefer HaChinuch says beferish. If you don't check the simanim, if it's kosher or not kosher, and you eat it, even if it ends up being kosher, you will mevatel an asay. That's the Sefer HaChinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch can't believe he says this. He takes the Rambam literally. What the Rambam seems to say. The Sefer HaChinuch says, and he quotes what, like the Rambam says, in Kufnun Gimel, Mitzvahs Bedikas Simani Behema Bechaya. And at the end he says, the over Aleha below Badak Ela Shera Simen Echod. Oh, it's split hooves. That's good enough. Right? If you see that. So, V'samach Alav V'achalimena Afal Pishem Matzah Ech Acharkin Sheheter Achal Bitel Asei Zeshal Bedikas Simanim. V'atel the Asei. And the Varsha point out that the Magen Mishnah Pasha doesn't say this because he just says a lot of Bakala say. It's an amazing Rambam, right? It's like Kini Kosher is not just preventing, you know, something negative. It's a kiyum. You have to check for the simanim. You have to do something positive. But that's the Rambam checking for the simanim as the issue of simanim came up here. Is it related to the simon and the siba? Meaning, would you say that if you say it's a siba, that you have to check because it's the siba? Interesting. I never thought of the connection. And if you say it's a simin, then of course you don't have to check. If it ends up yay kosher, yay kosher. Maybe. Interesting. Maybe that's a root machlokas. Okay. Let us continue. Let's write that down after. Boy Rava. Let's continue. Rava. Rava says, Harei alai ola, back to Dala Vehe. Harei alai ola v'hifreshor. Let's say I say, I make a nether to bring a carbon ola, and I'm mafresh an ox. Uba acher v'gonav. And now somebody else came and stole my ox. Mi pater ganav nafshe bekeves l'rabanan ba'ola sa'of l'rablazim ben Azariah. Can I get the ganav get away with a lower animal? Meaning, he didn't promise an ox, he promised an ola. He used the ox to fulfill his chiyah for ola. But he could have used a sah, he could have used a bird. So could the ganav now, who has to, right, pay back, could he just give a seh or a bird? Ditzan, as the Mishnah says, Harei alai ola yavi keves. So somebody says, you have to bring an ola, so you have to bring a keves. Lazav ben Azariah, omer yavi tar ben Yonah. So my, so what do you say? You can turn it off now if people are getting hot. So which, what do you say? So me, I'm Rinan. Do we say Shame Ola Kabilale? He accepted an Ola. So if he accepted an Ola, so any animal could substitute for that. O Dilma Matsi Amarle. Or you could say, I know Misa Mina Mufkar Binil Mevid. I want to do the Misa Mina Mufkar. Or just give me back a say. I want to do the Misa Mina Mufkar. So what do you say is the halacha? Is it a Shame Ola or Misa Mina Mufkar? This relates to what we discussed on the fourth blot in Merubah, the issue of compensation versus restoration. That might be behind this, right? Compensation, you give any, maybe any animal. Restoration, right, you have to give back what was. So that might be what's part of this question as well. But there is an important raivet here, which might be lishitasa. The raivet here says, 2 days in the raivet. First of all, the raivet says, point number one, v'nira li, it must be where the animal was lost. If the animal is still in the ganav's rishus, you're going to say you can give back something else? That can't be. V'nira li, the dafka kisha'avar mimenu kamar, shalo yehe achrayis aganav chamar mishal noder. Right, if the noder loses his ox, so maybe he can give a sheep too. But avalam achlo harinanim in a hektish, sure, the karen yemishlam hektish, but let's say if the ganav still has it, or if the ganav ate it, right? So then, it's his fault. You have to give back a shor. You're going to be nana from hektish? So you have to give back the animal itself for sure. So the only shiloh is if the ganav stole it, and then it was lost. It wasn't his fault. A. But then the Ravid says, O nirali, diladas Reb Shimon kami baile. We're asking according to Reb Shimon, right? Davar garam lamamon. That's in the world. And ulatashlim kefel labailim. The only shaila in the Gemara is the kefel payment. Does the kefel payment have to be the value of a seh, have to be the value of the shar, or can it be the seh and the bird? But the keren payment, for sure, has to be shar. That's the Ravid Sa'ara. That the whole shaila of the Gemara is only regarding the kefel payment. Regarding the keren payment, for sure it's a shar. So what do you see from the Ravid? You could have a keren and a kefel payment that are different. Right? They're not connected. So I think we mentioned at the beginning of Merubah that there are three parallel machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravids, where the Rambam says, one, that the keren and the kefel are linked, and the Ravid says, no, there might be a separation between them. So this one, I didn't have this on the list. But this one, found last night, I was very excited. You could add this to the list. The Rambam says, remember we discussed back on Daf Yud Aleph, Ein Shamin. Do we say that if you steal something or if you damage something and you break it, you have to keep the shards and you have to pay back a whole new item? Or you can return the shards and just pay the difference. So the Gemara there says that by a ganav, you have to pay back a new item. Because a ganav is konet, it says kinyanim there. So ain't misha ganav kliv ishavro, opachso anishbro, nifchas me'elav, ain't shaman lo. If you steal something and it breaks, you don't just give back the shards and pay the difference. Ella, ro and kamaha yeshava hakli, umishalim labailam shnaim midam. You got to pay back a whole new kli, two whole new kalim, for kefel. Says the Ravid, what are you talking about? Hani mili bekeren, avo bekefel shaman. Fine, ain't shaman for the keren, that's what you were calling it, but the kefel not. So, Ramam Ravid, do you say the keren and the kefel? The Ramam says the keren and the kefel. Once you say ain't shaman for the keren, you say ain't shaman for the kefel also, says the Rambam. While the Ravid says not. You're looking at Sefer HaMitzvahs. Sefer HaMitzvahs, Reish Lamites. The Rambam Paskins, the mitzvah that say Reish Lamites, is to judge a ganif, laganif, ladun laganif, betashlumin, obemisa, if he steals, b'machteres, right? All of it, it's all one din of a dine geneva. Says the Raiva there in the mitzvah minyan hakatsar at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, ladun laganif, amar Avram, v'lama lo yechashvu l'shtayim, v'shalosh, you should count it as two separate mitzvahs, judging the keren, and judging the kefel, and even judging the dalav v'hei. So again, the Ravid says, separate them. They don't have to be together. Right? So the Rav Gusman says, it's Lashitasa, the Rambam and the Ravid, throughout. Hold, that the Rambam holds that there's a link between the Karen and the Kefel. You would never have a case where the Karen and the Kefel are two separate payments. The Ravid here, Lashitasa, no. There could be a difference between them. One more Rambam and the Ravid. Again, it's Lashitasa. Gone up a Kadimenu Eber. We're going to have this later on in our daf. That's why I'm mentioning it now. Let's say you stole an animal, you chopped off a limb of the animal, and then you sold it. Then you sold it, right? Achar machro, oshamachro, or other ones. So that's a bayad delo ifshet in the Gemara. Gemara does not answer that question, right? So what's the halacha? So Gemara says, ein motzi mimenu tashlum midal vehei. You don't pay dal vehei, right? Because it was a safek in the Gemara. V'im tafas. What if the nizik was toface? Ein motzi miyado. Right? We let him keep it. Says, well, even though, meaning what the Rambam is seemingly paskening here, if you're toface a knas, you're able to keep it. Says the Ravid, lo machaverli, the tfisa mahanya baha. How could tfisa help? Keep it just suffic in Echamru Azdino. Right? It's the kefel. There's no kefel yet. It doesn't exist yet. Fine, maybe the keren. But the kefel? So again, three Ramam Ravids. Whether you say the Karen and the Kefil are linked, like the Rambam says, those are all in Hilchos Geneva. That's the just around the Makoros, the Rambam, the Raiva in Geneva, in Aleph Tesvav, and in Beis Yud Beis, and in the Minyan HaKatzar, the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvos. So again, all three fit in. The Raiva says that it can be a chiluk between the Karen and the Kefil. That's exactly how the Raiva learns this Gemara. This Gemara is holding. There's no question about the Karen. The Karen you for sure pay the Shor. The only question is the kefil payment. Maybe you could get away with a seh or a bird. So Gemara says, Basudi Baya Hadar Pashad. After this question was asked, Rabbi answered, he answered it. He could padre himself with the lower level payment, with a smaller animal. Fine. Ravacha Bredi Ravika Masi Labahedi, he has a beferish. Ama Rava Hariyale Ola Behefer Shar Uba Achever Gnavo, Padra Asmaba Kevas, Larabana Ubalosa Ova, Bazaman Azaria. It's interesting that the Rivet says it's only talking about the Kefal payment. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. It doesn't sound that way in the Gemara. But he's so convinced by the Svara, it obviously, he says, has to be. The Karen can't be any different. The Maris Chayas here discusses, and we don't have time to go through all of it, quotes the Chacham Svi, and the Shvus Yaakov, they all discuss the following case. Let's say, if I'll just read you the case. Where's my Chacham Svi?
Here, the Chacham.
I didn't see anyone says the favorites explicitly.
Right.
See, it might violate Me'ila. The question is, what about paying back the owner? The question is, what does he owe the owner?
It's not just a question of Me'ila. I mean, he's benefiting from stealing.
He's benefiting from?
Stealing. He just stole something valuable and replaced it with something
else. But it was kashim. Did he really have it? It was karbanis. Right? Nechrami, you might say it's. So the Chacham Svi in Siman Kuf Chaf says, Reuven kana esrog hadur b'damim ikarim. Reuven bought a very fancy esrog, and Shimon came and lost it. So Shimon has to repay the esrog. So can he give a less mahudur esrog? Because l'maiser yoyotzei, or do you have to give a fancy esrog? Because an esrog mahudur. So this question was asked by the Maharamintz, and the Maharamintz says, it's mefurish Gemara and Merubah. The Gemara and Merubah says that you only have to pay back the lower level. The lower level of this is about the Karen, right? So they're assuming it's all about the Karen. You only have to pay back a lower level animal, right? So therefore, so too here. So all the Achronim argue on that, though. Achronim say, no, it's got to be, you have to pay back the extra, the Esrog Mahudur. Again, we have to continue the Gemara, but that's what they all say. And the Chacham Zvi just ends off, what? You're going to tell me if somebody steals a Sefer Torah from their friend, which is worth 1,000 zuz, because it's beautiful cloth and yo and so fair, and Hayale Bedas, that the guy could give back a 10 zuz worth Sefer Torah? Of course not. Of course he can't. So what? You chose to do you could be owed to the mitzvah in a lower level. They're both, you know, Ksov Zos Ikarim Basay, right? Ksov, right? The Paz Kivs Lachem Hashira Zos. So Lamaisa, it's different. Don't compare these cases. I'll dover Pashu Bora Beinai Shachodiv Esrog Miad Echad Shakano L'Shem Mitzvah B'Dam Yekarim Kodem Otoch Achad Mishalim Kvi Mashu Shavel Limachir L'Shem Mitzvahs Priyes Hader. Nearly Kasapti. That's the Chacham Svi. That's the Shos Yaakov. They all argue on this Maharamintz. The Maris Chayes quotes some of the other Makaris here too. Okay, but let's see at the end. If we have time, we'll read it inside. But now we will continue. Says the Gemara Mishnah, Machru le'echad me'echad mimeya. Let's say I sell it. What about Mechira? If it's not a full Mechira, Shabo. I sell the animal after I stole it, but I keep 1/100th. I keep 1% of the animal to myself. Or the Ganef owned the animal with the person he stole it from. Right, so also in that case, he's going to be pater. Hashokot is not l'biyavdo, or you shecht it, and it became an avela. Meaning, you didn't even do a ma'isa shechita. It's not like you did a shechita and there was a treifa. You didn't even have to, you messed up in the shechita. Hanocher, or you just, you kill the animal by sticking the knife somewhere by its nose. V'hama'aker, another one of the psule shechita, you rip out the simanim instead of cutting them. V'sham d'shlumi kefal, v'inim v'sham d'shlumi dalad v'hei. In all these cases, you don't pay dalad v'hei. So, what does that mean? That you kept 1/100th, you kept 1% for yourself. So, we're going to have 5 different shittas. What do you have to leave over for yourself in order to be a ma'akev in the mechira? Opinion number 1. Amarav, chutz midavar haniter mo b'shchita. Not anything. It's got to be something that becomes mutter in shchita. Meaning like basar. Right? Like, but certain parts of the animal are not going to be mutter even after shchita. But that's what you have to leave over, something that's going to be mutter in shchita. But Levi Amar, number 2, chutz migizoseha. No, even its shearings. Even if you leave over its shearings, that also is a ma'akev in the shechita. The chaitanya by masisa, we also learned in the brisa, chus b'gizoseha, period. Meisve, the brisa says, machra, the first case, the first sheet of the brisa is like the second one we just had. Machra, chutz miyada, chutz miragla, chutz mikarna, chutz b'gizoseha, if you sell it except for the, a hand, a leg, a horn, or shearings, eina mishadah, shalom dala v'hei, right? You don't pay dala v'hei, meaning that's enough of a ma'akev. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi has a third shita. Davar ha-ma'akev b'shchita, eino mishad ha-shlum idala v'hei. Something that is ma'akev the shchita, meaning what? Something that if it's not there, you wouldn't be able to shecht it anyway. It would be a psul. Right? It would make it, Rashi says, davar she'im nital he'mena nasis bo nevelo mechayim. Right? It would be a nevela, ready from when it's alive. So something that's ma'akev the shchita, you don't pay idala v'hei. That's if you keep that to yourself. But if it's something that's not ma'aki b'shchita, if it's missing a toe, then you have to pay dal v'hei. Shita 4, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, chutz mikarna, eina b'sham d'shul midal v'hei. If you keep its horn, then you don't pay dal v'hei. Chutz mikizo seha, b'sham d'shul midal v'hei. But if you keep its shearings, you do pay. What's the svar? We'll see in a second. So now the Gemara goes through. Bishlam ala Levi. So we had two opinions, and then we had three shitas in the Braisa. So Bishlam ala Levi, who was the second opinion we started at the beginning, who says chutz migizo seha works, so katanakama. So that sheet is like a tanakama in this brisa. El Rav, come on, Amri Rav, Amri, come on, Amri. Who does Rav say like? So our answer is Rav de Amar ki hai Tanya. Rav really holds like the following Tana. The Tanya we're gonna have more. The brisa says. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer. Rav Shimon Elazar is the shita of Rav. Macha chutz miyada chutz miragla. Ainam shanter shlemi dalav vehei. So we'll see the shita. If you sell everything except a hand or a leg, you don't pay dalav vehei because that's considered part of the animal. And that right. I'm sorry. That is nitar b'shita. That is shita's Rav. Right? Because that's the leg. That's all the parts that you're gonna eat. Chutz mikarna chutz migizo. So ainam shanter shlemi dalav vehei. Period. So the Mike and Mifligi. What are all these shitas arguing about? So far we had. If you put them all together, it's four different opinions about what you have to leave over, and in that way it would not be a mafira. So what do you have to leave over? The Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama holds, which was the second opinion we had altogether, Vitzvacha Kula Be'inon, Umachra Kula Be'inon. You have to shecht or sell the whole thing. And therefore, basically, anything that is left out is not a good mechira. Rebbe Sava, Rebbe says, no, Utzvacho Midi Dehavi B'Tvicha. It's Utzvacho, anything that is included in the Tvicha. That's Ma'akid the Tvicha. La'afuke Midi Dehavi B'Tvicha. Right, excluding something that's not included in the Tvicha. Umachro Demi Tvicha. And then we compare mechira to Tvicha, as we did yesterday. Reb Shimon ben Elazar Savar, Karna Delo Lemizga Kaima Havi Shir. If you leave out the Keren, the horn is a permanent part of the animal. It's not miyuad to be chopped off. So that's why that's a shiur. That's a leftover. And if you leave that over, you don't pay dal v'hei. Gizo seha de lamegas kaimi lo havi shiur. But the shearings, which will be shorn, that's not considered a shiur. Therefore, even if you leave those out, you will pay dal v'hei. And ve'idach, and the first opinion, Tana Devei, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Savar, Yada Baraglav the Tzrichi Tzvicha Havi Shir. The hand and the legs which need a Tzvicha, that's a Shir, if you leave it out. Lo Mashan Beshul Medal Vehei. Karneha, Vegizo Seha, Dulo Tzrichi Tzvicha, Lo Havi Shir. Period. So Gemara just now asks, Sas Kasha the Shimon Elazar, Shimon Elazar. We had two Rabbi Shimon Elazars here that said two different opinions. Shrei Tanoi, Vialibet of Shimon Elazar. It's two later Tanoim that argue within the Shita of Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Period. Continues the Gemara. Tanu Rabban and the Brisa. Hagonev Kita'az. If you steal an animal which is missing a leg, the Esachi Geres, or you steal a lame animal. Shizim Kubetza says Kitas is a bigger chiddush. It's zu ve'in sarach lomar zu. Lame just means it limps. Kitas means if it's missing a part, the es hasuma, or you steal a blind animal, v'chein agoni behem hashutfin, or you steal an animal that belongs to two different people. Not that the ganav is one of the shutfin. Chayiv v'chayiv, the shutfin shagan v'peturim, but shutfin, two partners that steal, your pater. V'atayin yushud shagan v'chayavin. What do you mean the Brisa says your shutfin that steal are chayiv? Amar v'nachman lo kasha, kan b'shutav shetukana v'das chaveiro, kan b'shutav shagana me'alma. Sorry, good mechaver. One is a case where a shutav steals from his friend. So that's the case where you are going to be patur because you own part of it. Right? If you own part of it, it's not a full mechira. Kan b'shutav shagana me'alma. If you have one shutav that steals from outside from the world, then you're going to be chayiv. Or it says 1 minute. Eisvei Rav Lor Nachman Yachol Shutav Shagana Mechaver Veshut Veshagan Voyu Chayavin Tamal Amar Tapchol Kula Bein Avaleka. Don't you need a full? Even if it's Gana Me'alma, why should the other Shutav be Chayiv? So Gemara says El Amar Rav Nachman Lo Kasha. It depends. Kan Beshutav Shetavach Lodas Chaveru. Kan Beshutav Shetavach Lodas Chaveru. depends if you're if you were toveach it with the knowledge of your friend. Meaning, if you remember way back in Maseches Kiddushin, this was one of the three yesh liach l'dvar aveira cases, tzvicha mechira. Right? We had shlichus yad, and we had mi'ila, and we had tzvicha mechira, and maybe we had ritzicha according to Shammai Azakein. But this is the one of the three or four exceptions. That's what it's talking about. If you did it ladas chaveros, then you're shlichus l'dvar aveira. He is also chayev. If you wasn't ladas chavero, then it would not be chayev. Period. There's a fascinating, I saw ha'ara, from the Sharam Tziyana Balacha. I've mentioned in the past, I don't know if I mentioned it this year, but in the past, there is a tshuva of the Meshav Davar. Meshav Davar talks about, you know, we need Lecha Mishnah on Shabbos. What happens if you don't have Lecha Mishnah? If you don't have Lecha Mishnah, so you can use B'di'evit two of anything. Right? Two slices of challah for let's say, Shalosh Shudas. Shalosh Shudas comes up a lot. So you can use two slices of a challah. What if you have one challah? Is it better to cut it and have two pieces, or to have one shalin for Shalosh Shudas? So then it's Siv and tshuva says it depends how it came b'fanecha. If it comes to you as two slices, so then it's keep it as two. But if it's a whole, then don't cut it. Because it depends how it comes to you b'fanecha. So I've known that the tshuva, that's the tshuva that I mentioned in the past year. Says the Sharam Sianna Balacha, I think a remez to that nitziv is right here in this Gemara. Why? Because in the next line of the Gemara, which we're not going to be able to do today, but we'll do it tomorrow. That's why the Gemara, it says, if you steal, we mentioned it in the Rambam though already, if you steal an animal, then you chop off its leg, it could be that you're putter from Dalav Hay. Even though, if you steal an animal with a chopped off leg already, you're chayin Dalav Hay. Because it depends how it came b'fanecha. If it came b'fanecha with already a chopped off leg, that's a shalim. That's a shalim for you, and therefore you can do a tzvicha and mechira on the shalim. Mashenkin, if you then chop it off. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By Boy Rabirmia, Beth Hashem, we will continue. Exactly what the case is. Okay, we'll stop here, Beth Hashem. Hopefully the Shabbos this year will be on Berachas HaChama. We're working on it.